Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Morning, Aaron. How are you, mate?
Good. Now, you're safe, you're well, you're in Miami, everything's okay?
Yes, yeah. We should say that from the very start. I'm very safe now, and I am sitting in my bed in Miami, so it's safe as houses.
All right. Now, run us through it. Last time we spoke was yesterday morning, and you're about to get on a flight out of Haiti. Now, yeah. Tell us about, first of all, let's go from the hotel. You're in the hotel. You made it safely to the safe hotel, and you had to now make your way to the airport. Tell us a story.
Yeah, okay. So there were riots in the street the day before because of the cost of living was just too high, and they turned quite violent. We got caught up in that a little bit. Luckily, we made it to the Compassion office, and even there, we were looking out the windows, and a rock got thrown at the window we were standing at, so we just backed right off. Eventually, we got out of there back to the hotel, and then this morning, everyone was like, yeah, let's get out of Haiti, because this is going to get worse. And the Compassion staff, man, they are just so good, because really, they should have been staying indoors, staying home themselves that day, but they're like, no, we've got to get these guys out of here, so we're going to meet you at the hotel, 9 a.m., nice and early. And we're going to drive you to the airport. So we're getting in the vans. We're just chucking all the stuff in. And we had a ute the day before, but some guys jumped in the back of the ute who were part of the marches. So this day they said, okay, no ute. Let's just go. But they ended up having one in the end anyway. And we were heading to the airport. Everything was going smooth. We seemed like we were so close when all of a sudden there was a barricade and we were told to go down an alley. We're heading down the back streets of Haiti, which is just crumbling rock. They're not even proper roads, and we're going past the slums, and we're seeing these poor families crammed into shacks either side, and then these guys who were part of the marches are suddenly in front of our car, not part of the main rally, but part of another section, and they're saying, go back, go back. This is all in Creole, which is a language there, and we got to explain to us later, but they didn't look happy, and that's all we knew. Eventually, our driver hopped out, and Edouard, who's leading us here, hopped out, who is an absolute legend, and he was just putting himself on the line, and he said, I'm going to talk to these guys, and he ended up paying them, like bribing them to get us through the blockade. So he's back in the car now, and we're driving on. But then the guys who caused the blockade, the other half of them are saying, no, don't let them through, don't let them through. So our car is now surrounded by people looking in at us. And you got to remember the reason they're marching is because they're starving, and they can't afford to live. And they're looking at these rich white guys sitting in the back of cars with all their gear there. They could easily just, if they wanted to, take all that. So Edouard hops out of his car again, and he says, no, please, you know, we've got to go through. And he's given them the money, and then some people are starting to yell out there from Compassion that they help the church, they help the children, let them through. And eventually the crowds backed off, and we went on some more, and it's surreal, hey?
Yeah.
It's very surreal, but we kept pushing on. And eventually we got to a police car we found in front of us. The police car said, stop, who are you, what are you doing? Edouard again hopped out of the car. He had his hands in the air because these policemen had guns. And he's saying to them, I'm a pastor, I have some mission workers with me, we need to get to the airport. And the police are saying, well, who are the other guys in the back of your car? And he said, we paid them to get us through, they're helping us. And the police said, we'll get rid of them. So he came back and they departed. And then we went with the police right through to the airport, and we made it there safe, thank God. And I tell you what, we were praying pretty hard in the back of those cars to get through. So,
I am speechless. That is just nuts. What an unbelievable experience. And that whole time, and when you stopped the blockades, clearly there was some very angry Haitians just staring in at you. At any time, they could have just, well, got you out of the car.
Yeah, and we were worried about that. I mean, I was genuinely concerned. And what do you do, though? Like, I'm sitting in the back, and I'm genuinely fearful and so scared. But my head's going, well, don't panic, because what's that going to achieve? Like, if I freak out, it's not going to help anyone. So we're just sitting there as calm as we can, going, this is going to work out. You know, God,
yeah.
Help us out of here. But yeah, there were in the other areas there were fires, and they're probably still are now. There's like fires in the streets, people causing blockades, lighting them up. And then when we were at the airport, we spent the day at the airport because the flight to the Dominican Republic was cancelled because of security reasons. They didn't want to fly into Haiti. So it took us the day to finally get on the flight back to Miami. I'll tell you what, when the plane took off the tarmac and we knew the wheels were no longer on the ground and we were out of Haiti, it was a very good feeling. But I do want to stress, the compassion staff in Haiti, they literally put their bodies on the line for us. Edouard, hopping out of the car, that was very dangerous for him to do that. But he shared with us later, like, you know, he wanted to protect us and get us through. So that's what he did. The guy is so brave.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Okay, well, I know the plan was to go to the Dominican Republic and then possibly back to Haiti. Clearly you're not going back to Haiti, but are you heading to the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, we still are. We're still going to head to the DR. We were given the option of just heading home because of the whole couple of the 48 hours are in Haiti were very intense. But everyone's kind of come back and we've had time to just kind of relax in Miami and get our thoughts together. And there's still stuff we want to see in the DR. The DR is much safer. It's going to be a very safe area. But we still want to visit children there, and my sponsor child's in the DR, so it's going to be safe there. There's no danger, but we are going to visit some people who are suffering from poverty and visit them, and then come back to Australia next week. So the danger aspect is gone. It's not there anymore, which is a good thing.
As you've had a little bit of time now since you've been out of Haiti, what are your thoughts, if you were to sum up your 48 hours in Haiti, what are the thoughts that you walk away with?
Oh, it's like I said, it's surreal. It's weird to think that it was real. But the thoughts I walk away with are mainly of the compassion staff there who are telling this nation, yes, there is hope. So many, like that really just struck me so hard. We see all this violence and anger on the streets, yet in the compassion project that we visited, the kids there were so happy, and they're told about there is a God who loves them, and they're singing out songs saying, God, yes, I trust in you. You can help me. You know, I'm coming to you. And just from that project, it's like, yeah, man, there is so much, there's bad stuff in Haiti, but there is so much hope. And I'm just, I can't remember a time when I've been more passionate to come back and say, hey guys, we've got to help, we've got to do something. I don't want people to give up on Haiti. Like, there is hope there, and we've just, I mean, I just have to encourage that and do what I can for that. So that's the feelings that I'm left with, is this, my heart goes out because there is hope there, and I want the Haitian people to know that there is hope, and as Australians we can do something about that. So
Dan, all our thoughts and prayers are with you and the rest of the Compassion team, and we look forward to catching up with you again on Monday and seeing how it's going in the Dominican Republic. Please sleep well and just enjoy that little bit of a break, a rest you've got before you head off.
Yes, I will. Thanks, Mr. Wright. We'll see you soon, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.